Hi there, this is the wine sleuth Denise Medrano. Today I'm chatting with Beltran Demek, who is the president of the Sherry Council. And Beltran is in London today to talk a bit about the anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the Sherry Council and the Denomination Origine. So welcome, Beltran. And can you just tell me a bit about how long you've been involved with the Sherry Council?
Yes, well, I've been in this post for the last approximately 3 years. I'm honored with this post, and it means that I'm speaking permanently about the wine that I love and that goes through my veins, which is Sherry. The fact is that this year we are celebrating a couple of anniversaries. One of them is that we are celebrating 50 years of the denomination of Manzanilla de Sanlúcar, mm-hmm. and that is an important celebration, which we've been carrying on since last year, since the end of last year, and it'll be going on to until the beginning of the Feria de Sevilla. You know, the Feria de Sevilla is a very important fair where there's a lot of drinking of Manzanilla, principally.
Okay, that's great. So could you tell us a little bit about what Manzanilla is and a little bit more about sherry in general?
Yes. Well, Manzanilla is basically a wine which is aged in Sanlúcar de Barrameda. Sanlúcar de Barrameda is one of the important towns that belong to the denomination of origin of sherry. And because of its situation, geographically speaking, because of its proximity to the sea and to the river Guadalquivir, has very special microclimate, which will give the conditions, the climatic conditions, to be with high humidity and not excess of temperatures either below or above.
So thank you for that brief explanation about Manzanilla. So now can we talk a bit about the 80th anniversary and everything that's going on around it?
Well, 80th anniversary is commemorating the initial phase of the denomination version of sherry, which was denomination and with all its regulation. And that is, as I say, a very important, we will start celebrating that after we've finished celebrating the 50th anniversary.
So tell me a little bit more about the food and wine matching. I know that you have an event coming up called, I believe it's the Copa de Jerez, is it? It's about the food and wine matching event. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, we have a competition which is called Copa Jerez, which competition which is being celebrated in 8 different countries. Naturally, including is England and Spain and other countries like Holland, Germany, Belgium, Russia. Well, anyhow, the whole idea is to establish a competition within each country to see who does the best meal and matching of sherry. So,
all right, that's great. And when will the competition be held?
It's going to be held before the summer. So we will have the 8 teams coming around, because each team is formed by 2 people, one which is a chef who does the food and a sommelier who does the matching of the wines. And they go through, well, naturally, a jury who is very knowledgeable jury who will precisely decide who is the winner.
So I imagine it must be quite difficult to judge this sort of competition.
Well, exactly. Imagine, not only have they got to do a really good food, but they have to combine it perfectly to the sherry that they have decided. I really was, I've been very impressed, because I've assisted to many of these competitions in the last 2 years, and it's spectacular to see the sommelier cooling down the wine to a specific degree that he finds is the adequate. And so, well, notice I'm on the yellow, which is going to be with this plate. I want it to be 30 degrees centigrade. Oh my God, and the temperature has gone down a bit too much, so it's 12. But it's one of those incredible things. I mean,
well, that is pretty amazing. And how long has this competition been going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's this competition, we've been doing it for the last 6 or 8 years. And basically, the idea is that we want sherry to be consumed while eating. Sherry in general is a very, but especially, I mean, Pinots of Manzanilla are so versatile because of their characteristics of the aging that they have. As you know, the Finos and Manzanillas have a very low volatile acidity. I'm sorry to become very technical. The volatile acidity measures the acetic acid of a, and they have nearly zero content of acetic acid. And precisely because of this, they go so well with plates that are impossible to match. Like, for example, what would you have with a salad that has vinaigrette dressing? Or a gazpacho, which is, as you know, a very typical plate of ours that has vinegar in its composition. Well, precisely manzanillas and finos are the perfect combination because they are complementary in the fact that the wines themselves don't have acetic acid and the plate do have it. So, as I say, they're unique in that, that
very
side.
Very interesting. So you're matching sherries with foods that normally would be very difficult to match with wines. And what about the terroir? Is that something as well that you're seeking to highlight?
Yes, I mean, that is something that we are stressing recently quite a lot, and we are provoking the companies to use it in the same way, so that we are doing a very important study of the area of the sherry vineyards so as to specify which vineyard is in what district. May it be in Matarnudo, it may be in Añina or Malvaina, because I think it's very important. Each district, I think that Jerez has been lucky enough because in the last possibly 600 years or 800 years have had localized districts, very well defined, and we don't make use of them in our labels. And I think it's very important because each vineyard will produce very different quality wines and with different characteristics. Admittedly, we have this very complex aging process of Solera system. But if a specific wine normally uses wines or coming from a specific district, let's say Matarnudo, let's say Miraflores in San Lucas, whatever, they should always apply that type of wine to the Solera system, and consequently they could mention the fact that they come from a specific district or a single vineyard, as you said, were mentioning right before.
Okay, great. So could you tell me a little bit about the Añada sherry? It's a term I haven't really come across before.
Yes, well, as you know, sherry can be sold as a brand, or it can be sold as a, you can have it as a vintage. And it's just because you're not here, unfortunately, to show you a tasting that I've done of Olorosos. And I've got some vintages and some certified wines in aging. And it's very interesting to see what a vintage. I've got a vintage of 12 years, and how different that wine is to a wine which has aged in the Solera system. It's again, analogically speaking, I must say that the Solera system has a very peculiar way of acting on the wines because of this process of being continuous blending and saca and rofio, you know, taking out and refilling. Well, that gives it possibly a more potentiates the aromas and the taste much more than the vintage. Yes.
All right, that's great. And do you have any hints or tips for how to drink sherry?
Well, in the first place, I'd like to mention the fact that sherry is a wine and consequently it should be drunk in a proper glass, a wine. Secondly, I'd like to mention the fact that sherry should be drunk cold. Especially Pinot Manzanilla should be drunk at 5-7 degrees centigrade, the fridge temperature. And then all the others, Amontillados, Olorosos, and Creams, and Pedro Jimenez, should be drunk cooled down. I would like all these other wines should be drunk between 13 and 15 degrees centigrade, so that they should be cool.
Do you find that people drink sherry too warm?
I think they do, and I think it's a big shame. Mm-hmm. Because actually some sherries are quite high in alcohol. The fact is that the aggressiveness of the alcohol content, which is not, but in the old ones might be up to 20%, might make it too aggressive to the tongue and give you less evaluation or qualification of the wine, of its characteristics, of its delicious aroma and wonderful taste.
Right.
So they are very special pairing and very versatile type of wines. Then for Amontillados, I would recommend naturally to be I mean, I think consommé soups and fish soups and all white meats. I mean, like chickens or white meats like quail and things like that. And actually cheeses in a higher degree of aging. Yes, and also are wines which have aged without biological aging, without the full yeast, and naturally they're very full-bodied wines. And those need more flavored foods. I mean, so I would recommend fowl, partridges or pheasants or things like that, or meats, especially we have in our part of the world oxtails or cheeks, pig's cheeks, which are, a very special meat and have a lot of flavor. And naturally with blue cheeses, which are really delicious. And then if we go on with the list of type of sherries, well, we've got the cream sherries, which, as you know, are very popular in England. They should be drunk normally with puddings, and I would recommend fruit salads or apple tarts and things like that, which are perfect. Or apple crumble, also delicious. And also, why not cheese? Cheeses too, if you have a dessert with cheese. And then you have the final type, which is the Pedro Jimenez, which is an incredibly sweet wine, as you know, which has got 400 grams per liter of sugar, very dark sherry, which is normally used in Jerez for sweetening the dry wines from Palomino. But the Pedro Jimenez, which is a very sweet wine, I would give it with really strong puddings like dark chocolate. Again, a contrast taste would be with strong blue cheeses, which is a great contrast between with a very sweet wine with a very dry and acidic and cheese.
So I know you have lots of exciting things going on. Can you tell me a bit about them?
Well, yes. I mean, we're coming into the spring, so we've got all these religious events like the Semana Santa, and then we've got the fairs coming around, which are very important point of view of drinking sherry, because it's where the maximum amount of sherry is drunk.
Well, that does sound like a lot of fun, and definitely looking forward to the Feria of Seville and the Feria of Jerez. And so are these festivals or the ferias, are they open to the general public?
Yes, absolutely, yes. You can go freely, you can visit casetas, and casetas are specialized in giving you sherry and food. And if you want to dance some flamenco, you also do it.
Well, that does sound quite exciting. I'm not sure how good my flamenco is, but I'm always willing to give it a go. And, well, anyway, thank you very much, Bazan, for taking the time to have a chat. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Jerez.
Looking forward to seeing you, Denise. Thank you very much.